That is Matt Redman on MyBridge Radio with 10,000 Reasons. Good morning. Thanks for being with Stan and me today. Merrily Bradley is joining us on the Morning Conversation today. It is always encouraging to hear what God has been teaching her during her monthly visits with us. Merrily, thanks for being with us on the conversation again today.
Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, Merrily, as you know, our growth focus is 2015 together, and we talk about grabbing and going, that this is a resource that God has given us, each other, that brings about spiritual growth if we'll lean into community. So I guess just to kind of to start off the conversation today, I'd just like to just generally kind of 50,000-foot view, would love to hear just your heart on community. As just a sister in Christ, someone who's walked with Jesus, someone who's sought to grow, what's your heart for your own life in the area of community?
Oh, I think about the experience of being in community and how at some points in your life that comes really naturally and easily. I think about like being in college and having a college community that's always 24/7 around you, or even as a child being part of a family that always feels like there's community around you if you're in a big family like I was. And then realizing at some point in my adulthood, I have to be intentional about community. I have to create community. And I think I didn't understand that until I got to a point of really feeling isolated as a stay-at-home mom, not having that community around me, and realizing this doesn't just happen. I have to make a point to have community.
Merrily, as you say that, I've talked to a number of people. You know, I was in youth ministry, college ministry for a while, and that's one of the shockers for a lot of people when they get out of college. They're like, whoa, where did my relationships go? You know, and I love your word because, you know, throughout January, that was our focus, is this whole aspect of intentionality in community that just doesn't happen. You've got to be very intentional about it. So yeah, it's good to hear you say that.
I think it's easy to feel like maybe you're the only one that wants to be intentional about community, and that can be intimidating when you think everybody else has their community, but here I'm all alone. I think that's a big barrier to reaching out.
Yeah, which is a great point, because it's not very hard to find people who feel isolated and alone. I would say that's typically the norm. So if we realize kind of a bigger picture and knew what was going on in the hearts and lives of many people around us, we'd know that, no, there's all kinds of opportunities. If we will initiate, if we'll be intentional and initiate, there's all kinds of opportunities to connect and form community with those around us.
That is Crowder on MyBridge Radio with Come As You Are. Appreciate you being with Stan and me this morning. Merrily Bradley is a regular here on The Morning Conversation, and she's with us today to talk about 2015 together.
So, Merrily, one of the things is we're talking about 2015 together. We're saying the phrase grab and go a lot, and we talk about how sometimes the grab may come first and sometimes the go may come first, and I'll talk about that in a moment. So let's talk about the grab coming first. I want to see if there's a time in your life that you can remember where that grab came first. And specifically what I mean is that there was a person that you were looking at, or a group of people, and you didn't know necessarily where you wanted to go yet for growth, but you started with the person or people, and then you connected, and then you together decided where you wanted to go. And so talk to us about a time where you had the grab first clear, and then got intentional, took the initiative, and then you guys figured out where you wanted to grow, and what was the result of that?
I can think of when we first joined our church, there was a group of women I knew were meeting, and they were dealing with some infertility issues. They were kind of discussing that. And it was really intimidating for me to think about getting together with them and thinking this is such a vulnerable topic, and I don't know these women well at all. We're brand new to this environment. But I felt this sense of desperation. I need somebody. I need to be willing to take the risk and see what happens here. And so it felt like a big leap for me to go to this woman's house where these people were all complete strangers to me, but I thought, I have to do this. I have to find these people that are wanting what I want, with growth and spiritual maturity and dealing with a really hard topic here. And that was beautiful to see the relationships that have come out of that those people are some of my closest friends, and that even out of that sadness of dealing with infertility, almost all of those women now are mothers, are foster moms, are adoptive moms, and that community has continued to grow over the years.
So it's interesting, Merrily, because in this case that you just shared with us, there was already a group formed, but once again, you didn't wait to be invited in necessarily. You took the initiative, but what you found out is that you were welcomed in when you just took the initiative and checked.
Yes, and I think it's easy to feel like, I don't know if these are my kind of people, or I don't know if they'd want me there. I don't know if my struggle is too big for them. But you don't know unless you try. Isn't that what our moms are always telling us? Like, you just have to go and see it. See what it's like. See if these are your people. See if they're willing to take a risk on you and you're willing to take a risk on them. And we've seen beautiful rewards from entering into that community.
Love it, Marilee. It's a bit of a risk, but the reward is surely worth it.
We hope you join us in this year's Growth Focus of 2015 Together. For more information on how to get started, visit Grab and Go at MyBridgeRadio.net. MyBridge Radio, that is Among the Thirsty with Completely. Appreciate you joining Stan and me this Wednesday morning. Our guest on the conversation today is Marilee Bradley from Lincoln. Now, Marilee is joining us today to share insights from her experience of doing life with other people. It's an encouragement for us in this year's Growth Focus of 2015 Together.
Now, Marilee, was there ever a time where someone grabbed you, that they initiated with you and said, I want to go somewhere spiritually with you?
The best examples I can think of have been fellow moms that are feeling that same sense of kind of isolation and are saying, can we just get together? Can we bring our babies and they can roll around on the floor or whatever they're going to do, but I need somebody to talk to. I need to know if I'm okay, if I'm doing this well, if I'm following Jesus' heart in taking care of my kids. And so I've definitely had those moments, and it's been a huge blessing to me when somebody has been bold enough to ask, because I think we're all in that same boat of feeling unsure, of feeling isolated in how we're doing this, but it takes that stepping out to ask somebody.
It's interesting, Marilee, because you paused for a while when I asked you that question. You had to think a little bit more. It was easier when I asked you for times when you initiated, but when you were waiting to be initiated towards, you had to kind of think about that. And when I think about who you are by gifting and personality more out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because of your following your passions, you're somebody that people would naturally kind of want to be around and connect with. And if so, if you're having to pause with all who you are, what about just someone who isn't as front and center in a group of people as you are?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just making, again, the argument for not waiting, but to take the initiative and to act and not wait.
Yes. I've talked to my community of women, and I feel like there's a general assumption, this kind of thought process we all have, everybody's having fun without me. That we assume all the time, everyone's getting together, everyone's having parties, everyone's talking over coffee, and I'm the only one that's alone. And we get that reinforced to us when we look at social media and we see our friends have posted pictures doing something, or, you know, we assume that that stuff is always going on and we're the only ones that are alone. And the more you can kind of uncover that feeling, the more you find, no way, I am not alone in this. We all have that kind of feeling, and it keeps us from wanting to reach out when we feel like, well, they already have their people and nobody wants me.
That's so true, Marilee, and that's why it's important to be intentional about relationships that help us grow. I mean, don't sit back and wait for others to initiate, but take the first step, which is often the difficult step of initiating with others.
Overcomer, it's Mandisa this morning on MyBridge Radio. Great to have you along with Stan and me today. Marilee Bradley from Lincoln is our guest on the morning conversation today. Now, we're talking with her about her experience in spiritual community as an encouragement for you to join us in our Growth Focus of 2015 Together.
Marilee, we talked a little bit ago about somebody who, as they think about grab and go, the grab comes first as a person or a group of people that they'd like to connect with. How about a time in your life when the go came first, when you had some place you wanted to go and it was clear, and then you looked around and said, I want to take someone with me or someone's with me, and you grabbed some people, but the go was first.
This is an easy one for me, because I think our passion as a family, our ministry as a family, has definitely been foster care, and we realize that we cannot personally reach every foster child. That's not going to happen in our home, as much as I'd like to try, that we're at our limit. So in my heart, that becomes, how do I see Jesus calling the body of Christ to do this? How do I see this desire growing within our church community? I want people to know. So then I feel like I need to take some ownership here. This is what I want people to understand is God's heart for orphans, for families in need. And so using that as a motivator to say, I want to talk to other mothers about this, other families about this. Let's study this together. Let's go into this as a community and not trying to do it on our own.
So as you've pushed into that, Marilee, that specific go, and you took initiative, what have you seen happen? What's been the result of your initiative?
It's been so beautiful to me to see that there's a very large percentage of our small church community that is touched by foster care, either because they are actively doing foster care or because they are licensed to provide respite for the families that are doing foster care, or when a new child comes into a family, they're providing meals, they're providing diapers or clothes. It is a church-wide effort. And because of that, kids are being welcomed in, families are being welcomed into our community. It is a very active picture of what the body of Christ is. But I think it was hard for me to say, as a foster parent, we had needs. I wanted to say, we can handle this all on our own. We're taking this all on. This is our ministry. But it took my husband reminding me that, no, we couldn't do this all on our own, to say, we need to let our church know this is what it's like, this is what we need, and to create a community that supports that.
For some ideas on how to get started on our growth focus of 2015 together, visit Grab and Go at MyBridgeRadio.net. All the people said amen. That is Matt Maher this morning on MyBridge Radio. Thanks for being with Stan and me today. This morning we are visiting with Marilee Bradley from Lincoln about her experience with spiritual community and how that has really helped her to grow.
Marilee, this morning we're talking about 2015 together, and I'm just curious, as you think about this whole concept of grabbing and going, you know, building community for the purpose of growth in our lives, what are some unique needs that moms have in that area? I mean, every type of person has their own unique set of needs, but you being a mom, what's some unique needs of mom in the area of community?
Moms are lonely. I think this is maybe not 100% universal, but I think it can be very true, especially for stay-at-home moms, because you have limitations to what you can do, because you always have little people with you that have specific dietary needs, or they have to get diapers changed, or they have to take naps at certain times. So you don't have the ability to just go. And often when you do have the ability to just go, you are so exhausted, emotionally exhausted, physically exhausted from meeting the needs of these little people all day. I've said I used to consider myself an extrovert, and I feel like my kids have sucked the extrovert out of me, that all day I'm dealing with people and dealing with people, and then when it comes time that I should have some adult conversation, I'm just totally spent. So I feel like for moms, it's so vitally important to create those connections, but you're fighting against the fact that you are tired, that you may not feel like you have the emotional energy, that you feel like, am I even valuable to society anymore when all I'm doing all day is taking care of these kids? I think you have to fight a lot of voices in your head that say it's not that important, or nobody's going to want you, or the most important thing you can do is just deal with kids all day, instead of saying, no, I need to have community too.
Well, Marilee, you actually answered the question I asked and the next question I was going to ask. I'll wrap this time up here, and we'll go on to the next one here in a moment after a few more songs. But because my question was, what are some unique needs of mom? And my next question was going to be, what are some unique challenges that moms have, that moms face? So you've kind of hit both of those. Well, next thing I want to hear in a few moments is, what are some strategies that you found work and help in getting past those challenges to get those needs met?
MyBridge Radio, that's Owl City, along with Britt Nicole. You're not alone. Thanks for being with Stan and me this morning. Our guest on the conversation today is Marilee Bradley, who is a mom of six young children in Lincoln.
Okay, Marilee, today we're talking about 2015 together, and a few moments ago you were talking about the unique needs that moms have and some unique challenges moms have in getting those needs met. So, okay, you're a mom with those unique needs. You're a mom with those unique challenges. So what are some strategies that you found really helped you to overcome those challenges to get those needs met?
I think the first one is dealing with the mental aspect of this, the mental game of it, that says, maybe nobody wants to be my friend. Maybe I'm just better off not taking the risk and being alone in my house. And I think you have to shut that voice off, that you need this, that it's important to have community, that it's worth it to take the risk, and to start putting your focus, instead of on your own worries about yourself, to start thinking about the other people that you could potentially be ministering to if you opened yourself up, if you took the risk, if you were the first one to say, I'm lonely, I feel isolated, that you'd find there are other people that need you and what you have to offer. So I think you have to get past that kind of negative talk you have with yourself about why this isn't important, or you're not worth it, or you shouldn't do it. And then you have to figure out how to practically, logistically make it happen when you have kids. And that may mean you're organizing play dates. That may mean you're meeting at the park with somebody and realizing that maybe you're going to have deep talks, and maybe you're just going to have another adult around you for a little bit. And then prioritizing some time where you can just have have adult conversation. And for me, that's meant my husband, Brian, is really sweet about saying, you need to go away tonight. You need to get out of the house. And so it may not be until 8:30 when everybody's in bed, and then I'm going somewhere and having pie with a couple of ladies, and we're talking about life. But we're having to overcome that kind of inertia of being in your house all day and saying, nope, I'm getting out. We have to get out. We have to get together and make those adult connections.
So as I'm listening, Marilee, I'm hearing it's not rocket science. It's just a lot of rocket effort. It just takes a lot of determination and willpower to get it done.
Yes, and I'm thankful for a church body that has prioritized the needs of moms to say, we want you to have a Bible study that's available during the day, and we are going to help figure out childcare, because we know that's what keeps moms from getting involved in this kind of stuff. And, you know, having your MOPS group, having whatever it is your church is offering that you can take advantage of is kind of a natural connection point to create those relationships.
For some other ideas on getting involved in this year's Growth Focus of 2015 Together, check out our webpage, mybridgeradio.com. My Bridge Radio, it's Citizen Way and Evidence. Great to have you along with Stan and me on this Wednesday. Today we are visiting with Marilee Bradley from Lincoln, who is sharing from her experiences as a mom of young children and the unique benefits and challenges of entering into spiritual community at this stage of her life.
So, Marilee, we've talked a lot this morning about community in terms of moms, and even some strategies on how moms can get some mom on mom time, you know, some adult time. But what about in the complexities of life and family and all the different ages? What are your thoughts about community as a family and experiencing it with other families or individuals?
That is a unique challenge, especially of having a large family. It's going to be really difficult for someone to invite us over. We know that. We realize that. So that's when it kind of becomes on us to say we want to have people in our home. So for our family, we host a life group in our home, you know, once a week where we're getting together and alternating times where just the men are getting together, just the women are getting together, and then whole families getting together and getting to be families.
Kind of going back to breaking down the family, Marilee, what about kids? Can kids experience community, and in what ways can they experience community, and how do we foster that for our kids?
Yeah, I sure hope so. We've tried to utilize the church for that and the structure that's kind of inherent in our church system to help our kids create connections.
You know, one of the things that our small group over the last 20 years, I mean, we've been together for quite a while, we've talked about often is, you know, at what point does, you know, God's call to community and the one another commands apply towards each other's kids? And the conclusion we've come to is at conception. So we've sought to be, as adults, committed to each other's kids from, conception on, very intentionally investing in that way, even going out on some dates with each other's kids and just praying for and counseling. And I tell you what, pretty much every one of my kids, I can tell you a time that they were going through just some life challenge, not only when they were in grade school or high school, but even into college and adulthood, where someone in my spiritual community had a significant role in investing in their lives and getting them over a hump.
I think that's a very humbling thing as a parent for you to realize you may not be enough for your kids in some way, that they benefit from having other invested adults in their lives. Our kids need that. And I think that especially for my daughter, she has a very tender heart, is a very emotional girl, and that is not necessarily me. So I've cultivated relationships with other women that I know have more of an emotional bent, and I have them investing in her. And I think that's beautiful. I want her to know that that's a good and right part of who she is, and I know I may not always understand it. And so I want women that I trust to be there to be able to validate that for her.
We'll be continuing our conversation with Marilee in just a few moment, so please stay tuned. Right now, here's Josh Wilson and I Refuse. Phillips, Craig, and Dean this morning on My Bridge Radio with Great I Am. Thanks so much for being with Stan and me this morning. Our guest on the conversation today is Marilee Bradley from Lincoln. Now, Marilee is joining us to share insights from her experience of doing life with other people. It's an encouragement for all of us in this year's Growth Focus of 2015 Together.
Marilee, this morning we've talked about 2015 Together, grabbing and going, and I just can't help but just thinking that there are plenty of people with enough barriers barriers that don't make it easy for them to push in community, whether it's mental, emotional ones or whether it's very practical ones. Mm-hmm. That as they're hearing us talk about this, it's just kind of water off a duck's back somewhat. They're not really leaning in and going, yeah, I'm going to do that this year. Mm-hmm. So talk to that person, Marilee. Give us a little pep talk, a little motivation for why we should put the effort into cultivating those grab-and-go relationships.
Mm-hmm. I know the story of the last couple years of my life has been one about the value of community. We've seen this play out. And when we first moved back to Lincoln a couple years ago, we did not have a large church community. There weren't a lot of other stay-at-home moms. And I ended up feeling incredibly isolated. We've moved back here. I didn't have a natural, ready friend base. I was staying at home with Josh all the time, and I just didn't have it. And it was shocking to me how that changed my view of who I was, that all of a sudden I felt like I must not be an interesting person. I must not be a person worthy of love because I didn't have other people investing in my life. I didn't have people I was able to invest in. And so we ended up making a church change to a community that had those kind of growing relationships for us. There were other stay-at-home moms, people in our same life stage, and it was amazing to me to all of a sudden feel like the sunshine was on again, like a light bulb had been turned on, that here I felt more alive and being able to connect with other people, to feel like I was being heard and valued. Even though it felt risky to make a big change, it felt risky to try and get invested, especially with people who had already had long relationships together, that here we were coming in fresh and new. But it was so incredibly worth it. I'm so thankful for those relationships. And I don't think everybody has to make a church change to do that. I think it may have been possible to do it in the environment we were in, but it just, for whatever reason, wasn't working. And so it was a risky moment for us, but one that was, incredibly worth it.
Marilee, again, thanks for being with us on The Conversation today. It is always a joy to hear from you, and just to hear how God is working in the life of the Bradley family is always encouraging, and thanks for sharing it with us again today.
Thank you so much.